Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Tuesday, October 28, 2014. Israeli soldiers injure an old lady in the West Bank and attack fishermen off Gaza shoreline. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. On Tuesday, 48-year-old Fatima Al-Hadhalin from Umm Al-Khair village near the southernmost bank city of Hebron was assaulted by Israeli forces, suffering bruises across her body. Soldiers attacked Fatima as they searched and ransacked homes in the village. Umm Al-Khair is a Bedouin community located in Area C under Israeli civil and military administration. It is located near the Israeli settlement of Karmiel, which was illegally established during the beginning of the 1980s and expanded in recent years, most significantly in 2013. Elsewhere, several children were injured in Bethlehem City on Tuesday. Medical sources said that many school children suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation after Israeli soldiers invaded the Aida refugee camp in Bethlehem through the eastern entrance. The invasion led to clashes between the soldiers and local Palestinian youth. Also on Tuesday, Israeli forces conducted a live fire military training in an area near residential homes to the east of Khirbet At-Tawil, south of Nablus city. On Tuesday at dawn, Israeli soldiers kidnapped at least 6 Palestinians in different military invasions targeting various communities in the occupied West Bank and occupied Jerusalem. Furthermore, police demolished parts of a home in central occupied East Jerusalem. West Jerusalem municipality representatives, with police accompanied by heavy bulldozers, surrounded a home belonging to Al-Sharif family on Salah Ad-Din Street under the pretext of building without obtaining a construction permit. Israeli soldiers also prevented the house residents from moving or media crews from accessing the demolished site. In the Gaza Strip on Tuesday, the Israeli Navy again targeted Palestinian fishing boats with gunfire offshore of coast of Gaza, according to witnesses. Soldiers opened fire at Palestinian fishermen, despite the fact that they were within the 6 nautical mile zone allowed for Palestinian fishings of Gaza. No casualties or injuries were reported. Following the Israeli offensive this past July, Israel agreed to allow fishing boats from Gaza to go some 6 nautical miles from the coastline, as well as to gradually expand the zone over time. Since then, many incidents of the Israeli Navy targeting Palestinian fishermen with gunfire and in certain circumstances arrested by the Israeli Navy were also reported. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, October 28, 2014 News Roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Banoura.